Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Well, we are live right now with Chris Todd. And we are going to be talking about Diddy suing NBC for $100 million, which is the story that just came out today. We've also got all kinds of lawsuits and shenanigans going on. And viewers, please get your questions in the chat for Chris Todd. We've got the link to his books in the description box below this video. What did you think when this news first hit today, Chris? Thanks for coming back, man.
Yeah, pretty shocking. Yeah, glad to be back here. I have some of it to read from it because there's a lot of fighting words, man, that they're saying about Courtney Burgess. And, man, they better be careful. They better be really careful, man, because I know Courtney can bite. If he wants to bite, he's going to bite them. And Ariel Mitchell, they're talking a bunch of trash about her. They're talking a bunch of trash about Courtney. So we're going to go over it. I want to read a couple key things from this lawsuit. And I know these people. I know the people that did the special. I actually was partnered with this guy before. His name's Ari Mark. And he has a lawsuit also with Chris Brown. He triggered the Chris Brown lawsuit, $500 million, over at Discovery ID. And now, I mean, I don't know whether to pat him on the back or I don't know. All these studios used to tell me they're crying about lawsuits. What he did with NBC, they literally went on there and portrayed Sean Combs as a serial killer. Literally. That's what the lawsuit talks about too. So for them to say to me and Courtney, right, about Kim Porter's book, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that. You just accused him of killing Heavy D, Andre Harrell. He does in the law, it says it. And they did this. And LB Shore wanted to sue us. He just got NBC sued for $100 million. And I'll tell you right now, the way that thing looks, it's kind of a coin flip. Because if they don't have any evidence that Sean did some of this stuff, they're gonna lose. They're gonna lose. They go to a jury, and I know. Nobody wants to give the devil any money, right? You can't defame Satan. But I'm telling you, you never know, man, with a jury. And remember, NBC Universal, they got deep pockets. So if they say 20, 30 million, they got to pay. They have to pay. They cannot declare bankruptcy. There's no way.
So, all right. So, yeah. You know, this just come out then. So what from the lawsuit would you like to read and go over?
Yeah, I'd love to bring this up because I had to read this twice to just kind of get into this. But number 46, towards the end, the false accusations about the existence of sexually explicit videos of Mr. Combs with tadpoles and celebrities. In the documentary, defendants Ample Entertainment and NBCU also maliciously claim that there are flash drives of S tapes with 8 distinct individuals, including A-list celebrities and Diddy, all engaged in S. The documentary features claims by an attorney, Ariel Mitchell, that her client, Courtney Burgess, possesses these videos. Courtney Burgess has been described as a, quote, a one-time industry bit player and a fringe character. In recent months, seeking to capitalize on the media's insatiable appetite for celebrity scandal, Burgess has gone to great lengths to invent and publicize outrageous falsehoods about Mr. Combs. In media interviews, Burgess claims he has worked in the music industry for decades, but he has no public record of any professional achievements, and he left no detectable footprint on the industry. His malicious conduct, which according to the New York Times has only amped up the circus-like frenzy, is intended to garner publicity to profit from the attention surrounding Mr. Combs. I just want to read one other little part and we can go over it. Burgess has never met Mr. Combs and has never had any relationship with anyone in Mr. Combs' family. Nevertheless, Burgess claimed on multiple occasions that Kimberly Porter provided him with a copy of her memoir and videos depicting Mr. Combs essaying inebriated celebrities and ends. Those close to Miss Porter, including her children and her roommate for over 20 years, had never heard of Mr. Burgess before he made these utterly implausible and completely false claims. Ample and NBCU chose to air his false claims through Ariel Mitchell, who repeated lies that Burgess possessed video depicting Mr. Combs essaying celebrities and M's. Now, this part's good too. Defendants NBCU and Ample Entertainment knew that Ariel Mitchell was a wholly unreliable character and would have been reflected in simple Google search. Mitchell had previously made ridiculous claims that research indicated that baby oil can be used as a conduit for transmitting drugs mixed into the oil. Mitchell was previously accused of bribing a witness to change her testimony to corroborate claims filed by Mitchell. And Mitchell has a history of filing frivolous claims and then withdrawing the lawsuit when the lies come to light. In truth, there are no such videos. There never were any videos. Mitchell and Burgess are the sources of these vile rumors, and defendants NBCU and Ample Entertainment are responsible for maliciously perpetuating them. So them is fighting words. And I'm telling you right now, I told somebody this yesterday, because I knew this was going to come out before I think most people knew. If I pull out the kryptonite, I'll blow the whole thing out of the water like you've never seen, ever. So what they're doing, Cher Tremonte is doing, Michael Tremonte, Erica Wolf, what they are doing is they're calling Courtney's bluff. That's what they're doing. I don't know if he read it yet. I haven't talked to him. I don't know what he's looking at. I eventually want to have a convo with him, but they're calling his bluff right now. And that's bad. And if these tapes do exist, remember what defamation really is. Defamation means you're telling a lie about somebody. You're defaming them about something that is not true, and or you're implying it through defamation by implication. Okay. If those tapes exist, all of these lawsuits are toilet trash. They're gone. They're gone in 1 second. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is, will the federal government release them, and or would Courtney, if he has these certain ones they're referencing, does he drop the atomic bomb? Yeah. And that's what I mean by kryptonite. She's asking right now, what's the kryptonite? The kryptonite is the proof that that stuff does exist. I know exactly what they're doing, the lawyers. I know exactly what they're doing. I'm in another big lawsuit. I'm in another one coming down the pike. So they better be really careful, because if those tapes or whatever we want to call them, footage, what if LeBron's on one of those? What if Kevin Hart's on one of those? What if Snoop Dogg's on one? What's it do to their careers? And notice I'm saying it with a question mark, okay? Because I think you and I, Sean, are, you know, on the guillotine. they're rolling. They're ready to roll you out there too soon. So, but luckily you're overseas. So that's much harder to come after somebody internationally.
Yeah, and we are behaving ourselves. So Bailey's asking, are you not defamation by implication with Courtney?
I'm waiting for someone to knock on my door. So right now, I've not been contacted. I do have somebody that contacted me the other day saying they're asking about me from Diddy's camp. Okay? I know they're from Diddy's camp. So they're asking, like, what's he going to do? What's, you know, is he ready to be sued? Obviously, I would be a witness on Courtney and Ariel's thing. They would definitely communicate with me because a lot of that stuff, I created that. You have to understand, I created Courtney Burgess in a way. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. And I kind of, you know, Ariel Mitchell was doing a lot of stuff. I didn't create her from scratch. But when you talk about News Nation, and when she took all that steam, that's from me. And I didn't tell her to do that. She did that on her own, which, like I said before, is, you know, I respect people's hustle. I think she's courageous. I do. I'm not mad at her. I'm not going to sue her. I don't think she would sue me. Like, these are things that are going to come out. I don't think these things will ever go to trial. I really don't. Defamation cases go for years. Years. I have one. I'm in my fourth year. 4 years. So, but this NBC thing, it, you know, so we've got a 50 mil lawsuit against Courtney and Ariel, and we've got a $100 million lawsuit now against Ari Mark, NBC Uni, Ample Entertainment, and Courtney and Ariel are named in this explicitly. Okay, they're going to be involved too. They're coming after him. I'm very interested to see what Ariel does. I really am after this.
So when you say Courtney's got the kryptonite, is that because you're taking Courtney's word that he has the kryptonite, or do you know more than that?
I can't say too much. What I'll say is this. This is how I want to word it, because I had to think about and talk to somebody from my, let's say, legal side for a minute. I think we have to believe Courtney for right now. We have to. Until someone proves they don't exist, we have to assume they exist. Because if you assume and say they don't exist, and you listen to Erica Wolf or Michael Tremonti, the lawyers, and they say these never existed, these don't exist, they represent the devil. That's who they work for. Okay? And Ariel and Courtney both call them that. Okay, so we have to be really careful what we believe, what they're saying, right? So to me, and hopefully I'm not really involved. I mean, if I have to wield some swords, I will. But what I'm saying is, right now, if I was to consult either side, right? Because I work for defendants too. I don't always work for plaintiffs, okay? I've done work for defendants and killers before. So that's just part of our business as investigators. If they're paying and they're hiring, we go where the hire is, right? So my point is, if I was talking to Cher Tremonti, you better hope those tapes don't exist. You better pray. And what I'll tell you right now is, Cher Tremonti, you haven't done a lot of homework. Because I know there's a way to really find out. And you haven't obviously done that. So that's their weakness. That's their Achilles heel. They're flying blind. They're trying to say they don't exist. How do you know that? You don't. You don't, because you don't have them. You've never seen them. Now, if I go to Courtney's side and Ariel and I was to consult them, show them. Show them. Turn up the heat. These people are character. assassination. They're trying to assassinate your character in these lawsuits. When they make these things public like that, that's what they're doing. Calling him a bit player. If NBC called me that, dude, if they tried to, I would countersue him. I'd countersue him right now. I'd sue him for, I mean, I'm not Diddy's worth, you know, $100 million, but I'll sue him for five. No problem. And I'll go public and do a press conference too. That's what Courtney and Ariel should do. Go public. Have a press conference. Detonate. It's time.
So aren't we just seeing the lawfare of the vast resources of Diddy and Jay-Z, like we saw it launched against Busby, and then all of a sudden, you know, Jay-Z's must have had some kind of agreement with Busby. But aren't they just using their vast resources to destroy the voices of people like Courtney and intimidate anyone else from coming forward with these big headline amounts that they're suing for?
You're making a very good point, and yes, you are partially correct, mostly correct. When they do the shot across the bow, as I call it, when they stick that lawsuit and they go after NBC, they go after a Discovery ID on the Chris Brown, Dan Snyder went after ID. What they're saying is, if you talk about me, I will sue you. We will destroy you. So what Cher Tremonti is doing is, same with Agnifilo in a way too, and we dealt with this on the Delphi case, lawyers put things out to be public, to smash you, right? To warn you. So now that NBC got sued and News Nation because of Ariel Mitchell, what do you think TMZ is going to do? You think TMZ is going to interview Ariel Mitchell ever again? Nope. See, that's what they're doing. They're shutting them down. So you think people are going to want to interview Courtney Burgess? Nope. Because the lawyers are going to go, this guy's got a $150 million worth of lawsuits once he opens his mouth. Same with Ariel. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, and look, Jay-Z, I guess, had dropped. He's going to stop going after Busby for sanctions, I believe, on the, like, what I believe, what I think is they're gearing up to get rid of that lawsuit. I think Jay-Z and Alex Spiro are saying to Busby, here's a peace offering. We're not going to come after you for sanctions. We're not suing you. Get rid of this lawsuit. We know this girl's fake. Don't. We're only going to hurt you. That's kind of, go watch the movie A Civil Action. I'm only going to hurt you. Get me to go away. It's a brilliant movie. Brilliant movie. Please watch it. A Civil Action. I had some ties to it. I grew up in that town. I drank that water. It's a true story. In Woburn, Massachusetts. And it's a dance and story, hopefully I'm not boring anybody, about lawyers and how lawsuits work, especially civil lawsuits. Jan Schlickman, brilliant movie. Check it out. And that's what, I think it's Robert Duvall's character says, I'm only going to hurt you. Get me to go away. And I think that's what Alex Spiro and Busby are going to do. We're only going to hurt each other, man. What are we doing? Okay. This girl's most likely fake. Stop coming after him. Okay. You're going to do what? You're trying to smash this guy who just did the Super Bowl, who has a deal with the NFL, who's loved by millions of people around the world. What are you doing? Because this woman, this girl said that to you? Do you have any proof? So I think that lawsuit's getting ready to go bye-bye.
So Bailey wants to know, was Courtney provided false evidence to discredit others and provide cover for others?
Was Courtney B provided false evidence to? No. And I'll say this. Look, I don't know everything Courtney is doing. I'm not his daddy. I'm not his, like, partner for life. I don't know. Courtney is his own man. He's obviously, I call him like the wizard. He's doing his own thing. He's in a very unique position. There's only one Courtney Burgess, one. And we have some information now that there is somebody else in Hollywood that does have tapes. We have hard confirmation. So.
So, you know, Ariel said that she'd seen, because we interviewed her, and she said that she'd, when she was brokering this deal, I think she said she'd seen photos from the tapes, which confirmed celebrity involvement. What do you make of that?
I can only speak for myself when I dealt with Ariel. Has she seen other stuff? Maybe. I don't know. I don't talk to her. So in the very beginning, I know she did not see stuff in the very beginning of the drama. Today, if you ask me, I'm not sure. I don't know. Remember, she has other ways too. If there's somebody else who has tapes, she's a pretty bright girl. And she has resources. She's not broke. Okay? She can go find and hire a PI and be like, find me the tapes now. Find them. I don't care what you have to do. Well, what if your client Courtney Burgess has them? Well, I'll worry about him. You don't worry about him. I'm his lawyer, right? You go find everybody else who has them, because I know for a fact there's studio execs watching tapes of Justin Bieber. And I'm considering ratting them out to the feds.
All right, we've got almost 1,000 watching across all the platforms live. We are with Chris Todd. I'll put the link to his book's website in the live chat. It's also in the description if you're watching on the replay. If you've got any questions for Chris, get them in now. We've got about 30-plus minutes left before it's midnight here. And let's get through as many questions as possible. People are asking, what is the significance of the skull and bones behind you when we've got the skull and bones is a secret society and Courtney comes on claiming to have Illuminati secret society connections? Was this just accidental, or is this you trying to?
Okay, I'll let you guys in a little secret. I'm in my bathroom, so that's my shower curtain.
What?
Hey, I swear to God, because I have construction at my place, so I'm in my bathroom. So this is literally my shower curtain, and it's kind of fitting for what I do, right? This is my job. I kill killers. That's what I do, and so. It's not a Yale. I am from Connecticut. It's not Yale University Skull and Bones George Bush. It's really just a shower curtain. So,
yeah, bathrooms aren't the greatest to broadcast from. This is probably why your audio sounds like you're in a tin can.
I'm sorry. It might be worse out there. I can go out there if you want. I could try.
Yeah, go on. Let's give it a try. Give it a try. People, you've had a few questions come in about the status of the book.
Give it a try. This is live.
It's better already, man.
Really?
Yeah, that bloody bathroom echo. I once did.
Did it work, though?
Did it what?
Did it work? Did you get some video, though? Did it work?
Yeah. I mean, it's all working, but your audio sounds so much better now. Yeah.
Happen, Sean. These things happen.
Thanks. Hold on. Thank you. Thank you for all the questions coming in, guys. Keep them coming. I've got 38 minutes before midnight. I'll have to go to bed.
We'll try it from here. I don't know if this works better.
Yeah, you sound a lot better to me already.
Well, pump up that volume. Make sure we didn't get a loser interview over there in the old bathroom.
You've had a lot of questions come in about the present status of the book, its availability, sales, payments, etc.
Of Kim's Lost Words?
Yes.
Kim's Lost Words, in the link, it should say silvercoastpros.com. The book is up for sale. Yes, at silvercoastpros, P-R-O-S.com. And it's a digital download. There's no more hard copies going out. So, kind of like a mini Kindle. I'm just running the website that way, paying a monthly fee. And we've sold some, nothing crazy. It's nothing like what Amazon was able to do, you know? So, and I don't really advertise for it. So I don't know I don't know how many people are really, look, we had lightning in a bottle.
what that was with Wade and Courtney, that was magic. It was once in a lifetime, but I will leave the book up. I will pay for the site as long as humanly possible. It's like $100 a month. I will pay for it. If it doesn't make any money over the next year or two, I will pull it down. But yeah, and my Shame on Shea book has sold a few copies, nothing crazy. So I don't really advertise for that either. So I'd like people to check out my book, Shame on Shea, S-C-H-A-E is how I spell Shea. And that is the follow-up to Kim's Lost Words. And that's on Amazon. Just Google search Todd Chris or Amazon Shame on Shea book, something like that. It's in the Amazon queue. But, you know, it really was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. None of my other books have ever sold near what Kim's did. So I'm really grateful to have met Wade, to have met Courtney. But, you know, this is a whole nother level. These lawsuits are going to be going on for years. Unless they drop them or settle, we're all going to be tied together for the next 2 years.
So Agent Orange is asking, who's funding your escapades? You're self-funded, aren't you, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I mean by escapades, but yeah, I write all my own books and I fund my own stuff, yeah.
Pam wants to know, why did you change some bits in the book?
Couple reasons. When I gave it the title, Kim's Lost Words, A Journey for Justice from the Other Side, I put Kim's picture on the book. I wrote the disclaimer about Albie Shore and Jamie Foxx. I put my twist onto what Kim had already done. There's other things that I edited and I just kind of formatted some things. I wrote a couple different things, but I didn't really change the book. So people try to say, like some of these stalkers online, they try to say like, he admitted he wrote the book. I didn't write the book. All I did was I adjusted a couple things. I would never change something. I didn't change anything. And so I had to put, and I also made sure it said for Kim Porter and not by Kim Porter, because Kim's Lost Words is my book. Courtney's book is Tell It All. That's Courtney's book. So obviously we're all still, you know, partners, but I'm saying if it ever came down to nuts and bolts, Kim's Lost Words is part of the Chris Todd brand of books, of solving murders, what I did on OJ, Natalie Wood, Zodiac, okay, Delphi, JonBenet, hopefully Madeline McCann. So this is part of my catalog. This is my thing. So yeah.
Lisa's asking, in one book it says Tupac lost a testicle, and another one it said a lung. Why such?
I believe, now someone can do the research and go for it. From what he lost a testicle in the quad shooting, not a lung. He lost a lung when he was shot and then died. That's when he lost the lung. That's what my research says. If I'm wrong, someone tell me, but I've always understood testicle was lost at the Quad Studios, and then the lung was lost right before he died.
What significant thing have you learned about yourself or this case since we last saw you on here?
I think the OJ case really set me up for this Kim Porter thing. Obviously, that didn't go viral. That never succeeded the way what Courtney and Wade allowed me to do, right? So what I would say is I was training for this moment for almost 10 years. Training. So I was ready. Nothing's really changed. Like, it didn't change me, the Kim Porter stuff. What I think it did was it rewarded me with all my years of fighting for victims. And somehow Kim Porter came to me and gave me something. And I think she wanted me to help her. Because obviously, maybe she took a swing with Courtney and Wade, and there were other people that knew. And maybe the celebrity source that we won't say anymore, but
maybe those people didn't do what Kim wanted to get done, right? So they might have needed somebody else. Like Sloan Bella said, there's a white guy. I see a white man that's going to do something with Kim's thing. She said that way before I even knew what was going on. So she also predicted something on OJ too, that she talked about me, not my by name, but she said, again, something's going to come out with somebody else. And that was me. So there's some connectivity, but it's a good question. But no, I mean, I'm the same. It's that this was more of a reward. And obviously, look, with like lawsuits and more jazz coming down the road, obviously, I don't know what's going to happen and how much harder I may have to fight. So, but I've been ready for this for 10 years. I've been training for this moment.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Michael wants to know whether you are a made man like Courtney.
No. That was great. You and Robro. That was a classic. What did he say? Oh, I know Jay-Z because I'm a made man. When Courtney says made man, obviously, like, he has the Freemason cane, and he obviously has some connection with Freemasons. And I do know that Courtney did work for mob guys back in the day. I don't know if they made him. I mean, a lot of African-American men weren't made by the mob, nor were Jewish guys. They were never made either. So I think in a way it's like he is a made man in a way, but maybe not the definition like in the mafia, getting your button and stuff like that.
Here's the more serious one. So do you ever regret writing the book and the hurt and distress this has caused for the family?
I don't regret it, no. And when I do cases, whether they're civilian cases, whether they're famous, like Natalie Wood was like the first big case I ever worked. Okay. And there are a lot of growing pains with that, what I dealt with people on that. There's no regret. Are things going to get really messy and there's going to be a lawsuit like with Charlie and OJ and that? Yes. Okay. Zodiac, I had a lot of issues with that. Delphi had a lot of threats of lawsuits. There's no regrets. If you look at the stories through the eyes of the victims themselves, right? The people who were unalived, you fight for them and you stick to what you believe is the truth. Because look, Ted Bundy said he didn't do it too. So did John Wayne Gacy. Do you believe them? Patsy Ramsey said she didn't kill JonBenet. Do you believe her? So there's Arthur Lee Allen said he wasn't the Zodiac. Okay, you're going to hit crossroads where everyone's like, no, they said they didn't do it. They said they didn't do it. So there's no regrets. You stand for something. You fight. And if you find out later that you were wrong, oh well. Because if you're this journey is to shake out the truth. Sometimes you don't know. You know, like mind reading. Oh, you think of a number 1 to 10. 7. Oh, I wasn't thinking of 7. I was thinking of 5. Well, you told me what number you're thinking about, didn't you? So on the Cobain thing right now, people are flying up in arms. Please check out the Kurt Cobain stuff. Please. We've had a death. One of the people has died, left a confession, a supposed confession. I haven't heard the whole thing. It's out there. Please go to whokilledkurt.org. Go to the videos. Go to the YouTube. Look up Joe Burns. We've lost somebody that was an integral player in this, and Kurt Cobain needs justice.
Who's died?
I don't want to say the name because they're really testy right now. One of the potential witnesses to the murder has died.
You going to bring someone on to talk about this?
Didn't you talk to Michelle? You met Michelle, right?
We talked to a few people.
Yeah, yeah. You met Michelle, right? Pink hair.
Yeah.
Wasn't she on your show? Yeah.
Yeah.
You could bring her back on. I think if you want to get in touch with her, maybe you should bring her back on. I could come on with her, or she could do something by herself with you if you want. She's in the eye of the storm right now. We've lost a very important figure, and this is a whole new ballgame. So a lot of these things, in any cases, they're dirty. They're nasty. People get really upset. And like I said, man, I'm like a boxer, you know, just like sometimes I get punched, sometimes I win, sometimes I lose. I keep fighting, you know, and that's it.
Question from Tashelle. Do you feel that your involvement with Kim's book gives you vindication due to ills you have experienced in the entertainment industry?
Well, I guess this person kind of knows me. So they're obviously bringing up my Hollywood past. So I think that's a really cool question. I appreciate that. Somewhat, yes. Because making money at Amazon's the one who helped us. And yes, you could say they're partly Hollywood, right? Amazon Studios. But to me, Amazon, the website, is not Hollywood. Okay. I've obviously done a lot of stuff with NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox. I have many companies, many. I still haven't really received my full vindication yet. So I'm still working for that, because these people, look, this NBC thing, I'm telling you right now, this NBC documentary, this Discovery ID documentary, these people troll my stuff. They've trolled me for a long time. They knew about Kim's book. Netflix knows about it. They sent somebody to meet me. Discovery ID knew about the book before it came out. NBC knew about, they all did. They all did. And they didn't want to work with me. Now, obviously, they do good stuff. Ari Mark is good. He's a good director. He did a good job. He got his ass sued for $100 million. And Ariel got sued for $50 million. And News Nation, $50 million. So, and $500 million at Discovery ID. Why are you guys so afraid of me? You're getting sued anyway. Might as well tell the truth. See, now this is the last thing I want to say. So people like Courtney Burgess, Ariel Mitchell, and even me, so to speak, or me separated from them. We are the kryptonite. They are not. I might be able to prove Albie Shore was poisoned by Diddy, but he's got to ask me. Get it? See? I might be able to prove Kim Porter was unalived, but somebody's got to ask me to do it. So I, again, you know, they do these documentaries. Cool. They did a good job. They said a lot of crazy stuff. I have the kryptonite. They don't. Just like I did on OJ. Netflix just did a big thing on OJ and everybody's writing me. What do you think, Chris? What do you think? They ain't got nothing. They got nothing.
So Tracy wants to know, Chris, don't you think you should rat on the studio execs that are watching the Bieber tapes? Don't you think that would be the correct and just thing to do?
I am going to. This time has to be right. I am going to, because I'm tired of these people in Hollywood telling me all this, like, why? And think of it this way. Why does that studio exec get to watch the video of Justin Bieber and you don't? Why do they get to watch it? Why? Did they report it to the police? Nope. Did they call the feds? Nope. See, Hollywood, there's always this double standard. There's always this hypocrisy with them. They can do whatever they want. But once you have it, and once you try to do something, no. How much money did NBC make from ad sales from their documentary? How much? Let's audit them. How much did you make? How much did you pay the producers? $1 million, $500,000. How much did you guys make money off of Kim Porter? Yes, you did. So stop saying about me and Courtney and Ariel, oh, we're trying to make a bunch of money off of this. What do you think the studios are doing? What's Netflix going to do when they make their special? I'll tell you right now, this lawsuit with NBC, I guarantee you right now, those Netflix executives are like, whoa, hold up. They're going to pull the reins a little bit. Yup. Oh, yeah, they are. And I know Netflix is like, well, we got enough money, more money than God. I don't care. They ain't going to want to be slapped with a $100 million lawsuit either. They're not. It still costs them a lot of money for those lawyers, man. They start billing them for 2-3 years. That's millions of dollars. Millions. For what? What are you going to say? And you're going to interview the Porter family? What are they going to say? Oh, we didn't know there was a book. We didn't know that. What's 50 Cent going to say? Oh, I knew Diddy was a punk. Okay. And then you're going to get sued for $100 million, maybe more. Netflix has bigger pockets probably than NBC does. So it's a war, man. This is a war going on right now.
What do you think about Bieber looking like Jesse from Breaking Bad, who's been on a binge for a week?
I have no idea why Justin Bieber just doesn't do a press conference and just sit down at a table and tell us what happened. Tell us what happened to you. Because if you were a victim of Diddy, say it. Just say it. The more he sits back, man, I feel bad for him. I do. And it's not about money. You know, you're right. He looks banged up, man. And every day somebody online is saying something crazy. Oh, he's going down. Hollywood's going down. Bieber, you know, what's his name? Scooter Braun brought him to Usher, and then Usher flipped him to Diddy. It looks like this is true. And Jaguar knows this too. She knows the trajectory and the history of some of these actors and performers like this. It's sad. It is. But if I was Bieber, he's got a lot of money, a lot of power. Come forward. Come forward. Because I'm telling you, man, if that stuff leaks out, dude. And I know he could sue people. Look, he could be like, his lawyers could tell him, look, let's wait. If somebody releases it, we're going to sue him to the high heavens, right? And we're going to destroy them like you've never, ever seen. And maybe that's good enough for Justin. Maybe it is. Maybe that's what he's doing. But all these people that were involved with Diddy, they have skeletons in their closet. They knew what he was doing. They say Oprah's name a lot. She knew what he was doing. I can tell you right now, word on the street, there's some people that are supposedly at some of these parties and on these tapes that would ultimately destroy their lives. Not only their careers, their lives. Okay? These are people that you worship, that you look up to every day. Every day. Diddy polluted this entire industry. So I don't know if they're taking anybody else. There's no enterprise letter yet. I don't know if they're going after Christina Corum. I don't know if they're going after Stevie J or Muhammad or the other guys. I don't know. We're waiting. I don't know what the federal government's doing. It's just Diddy? Just him? We're not going to take down all the other people unless they flipped. But I don't think they have. I probably would have heard.
Yeah, I mean, 50's got a documentary coming out, hasn't he? So isn't he going to get sued?
He's going to get sued, yep.
Are they just waiting for him to step up with his doc, or are they trying to intimidate him?
Yep. Well, I'll tell you this. Let's remember this. Diddy's a badass. Let's be honest. He's a badass. He has money. He might have more. I think he has more money than 50. I think he does. Now, 50 does own a lot of stuff. He's an entrepreneur. He does series. I get it. I'm sure he's worth $50 to $100 million. You know what Diddy's worth? Like almost $1 billion. Okay? Big difference. And so if Diddy sees 50 Cent put this thing out, yeah, he's coming after him. Absolutely. Diddy's fighting back from jail right now. If you really think about it, he's fighting back from jail. He's like, go after NBC. You know who's next, right? It's Discovery ID. They're next. Anybody that talks about me and says I have R'd people or M's or S-A'd people, go after them. Take them out. And it's his right to do it. Absolutely. These are civil lawsuits. He could sue anybody he wants from jail.
So do you predict that you will be subpoenaed to testify about Kim / Diddy?
I really don't know. I can't talk about all the stuff I've been dealing with over the last 2 months, but I don't know, to be honest. Like, it's weird because I read the lawsuit today, NBC, Ari Mark, Ample Entertainment, the other lawsuit, Maxine Productions, they did Discovery ID about Diddy. They're going to get sued. I am part of these. When they talk about, like, Ariel Mitchell and Courtney Burgess and McKim Porter, they're talking about me. Now, for me, I'm a different beast than they are. I'm different. I was a police informant. I am an investigator. I will flip you. I will. And I'll tell you, I'll do it. People like Courtney's a music producer. He's sort of part of pop culture. He was involved in some other big stuff with Tupac that nobody really figured out yet. But Ariel Mitchell, she's got her swag. She's doing her thing. I'm different. I put people in jail for decades. I trigger investigations. I get people thrown in the back of state trooper cars when you're walking down the road. I've done it. I've seen it. And what I did to OJ, what I did on that, if you look at that. So I think Diddy could sue me. Sure, he sent me a cease and desist. He could. But I think there's a little angel on his shoulder, like, be careful with him. Like, I'm predatory, man. I'm predatory. You come after me, I will dig shit up on you, and I will sue. I'll sue the pants of you, and then I'll depose you, and I will subpoena you, and I will rat you to the cops, and I will file a report with the federal government. Again, yeah, that's, see, there's a big difference on, there's not many people that do what I do. I have one guy that does what I do. I'm not going to say his name, and I'm friends with him. So, yeah. So he's like me. He's a little different. He carries a 9mm. I don't. Okay. He's different. He goes straight to the cops and bust your ass. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, eventually, yeah. As a witness, sure. To be sued, they'd grant me subpoena power, deposition power. They'd have to be really careful.
So Katz wants your thoughts on Kanye West's recent behavior.
Woo!
And is it? Because he was tied into a Diddy case as well, wasn't he?
Kanye West. Can we talk about Kanye? I'd love to talk about Adolf Hitler. Can we talk about him? Can we switch gears? Can we do Kanye?
You've been asked, yeah. What are your thoughts on him?
Okay, let's talk about Kanye real quick. All right. Cat Williams said, why do we hold him to the standard of a normal person? Why? He made a very good point. Kanye is not normal. Whether he's autistic, he's on the spectrum, something. I don't know if he's schizophrenic, something. Okay. All he has to do is pick up his phone and tweet something and everything just shuts down. We're giving this guy way too much power, right? We're letting him say crazy things about Jewish people. What he's doing, like, and I know what he's doing. He's going after Elon in a backhanded way. He stole my Nazi swag. Like, he's kind of a genius in a way. I don't really know if he's even a racist, to be honest. I really don't. I don't know if this is an act. Nobody talks like that. Even when he was on with Alex Jones. Okay. Oh, yeah. He is canceled. He is canceled. I am surprised they aired his commercial. Did you see that? When he's sitting in a dentist chair at the Super Bowl?
What was the gist of the commercial?
He's sitting there with the glasses on, like, I spent all my money on this commercial. Go to Yeezy.com. That's it. That's what he said. Yeah. Like, I was so surprised that they let it go. But Hollywood, you know, they kind of eat their young. What I mean by that is they make money off of destroying each other. Okay? They do. Like, when they do award ceremonies, I don't know if I got, when they do award ceremonies, they put a comedian up there and the comedian makes fun of everybody and you're kind of, it's just super awkward. They do it all the time, right? Then they give that same person an Oscar or an Emmy. But first, they have to get destroyed by the comedy industry So they do this all the time. But here's my point. I don't think Kanye is actually a racist at all. I think this is a game. This is a game for him. And all of us are just falling right into the trap. I guarantee, I know he's off the rails sometimes, but I really don't think he means half of the stuff he says. And look, I've talked about this before. I've had arguments with people. And this might sound weird, but I'll say it anyway, because that's what I do. You guys don't want him to say Hitler's name, right? Well, Hollywood makes stuff about Hitler all the time. Why can't he say it? So when you do Jojo Rabbit with Scarlett Johansson and you show Taika Waititi dancing around dressed as Adolf Hitler, what are you doing? What are you doing? So it's just, you know, it's not.
Chris, we've seen in these lawsuits how they scour the internet to get quotes from people to use against them. Don't you think that Kanye is setting himself up for failure in the future by tweeting things about women, misogynistic abuse, that kind of stuff, and that these quotes could be used against him? For example, he's named in a Diddy lawsuit, isn't he?
Well, he's also been named by that, I forgot her name, really pretty girl. She's talked a lot about him and Diddy, right? So I don't know if she has a lawsuit officially or what she's doing. Diddy has the other one with the Asian girl, the model. He stuck the fingers in her mouth and said, "I'm Picasso." Like, he's going down. No doubt about that. He's going to lose these lawsuits, or he's just going to settle them for like $2 million each and they're going to go away. Okay. But yeah, the person, yes, he is. I mean, he's putting, look, lawyers, they're exactly right. Just like NBC did about Courtney, things he said and Ariel said, and they do that to me on things too. They'll grab what you say in the public and they'll use it against you. Absolutely. So I don't look. I never thought I'd say this. I kind of feel bad for Kim Kardashian. She has Kanye's kids. And she has to wake up every day. Oh, yeah, there's your dad selling swastikas online. You know, like, I mean, think about it. It's just, it's really crazy. And he's going to haunt his own children. You know,
Julie wants to know, who do you think is the next big names that are going to go down?
They say Christina Quorum, but she's not really famous. Stevie J, they're talking about Fasheem Muhammad. They talk about some of the people close to Diddy. Ashton Kutcher's name comes up. Jay-Z obviously is already out there. Leonardo DiCaprio's name is said. Oprah's name is said. I'm not accusing them of anything. I'm just saying this is in the circles. These are the people they're trying to take down. Oprah's been very quiet. Very quiet. If you really look, she has not made a peep, man. And obviously, you know, even Donald Trump, you know, obviously he knew Diddy. There was stuff. He was at parties. I'm not accusing him of doing stuff. There's been other politicians that are saying names. So I don't know who the Enterprise letter will go after. They might just be going after Diddy, I think, but it's to be seen. Like, you know, look, if you go look at old pictures, you have Prince Harry's there, Prince William, Yee's there, Jay-Z's all over the place, Alex Spiro saying Jay-Z doesn't know Diddy. It's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's one of the worst things I've ever heard attorneys say in public. It's insane. There's so much footage and pictures of Diddy with Jay-Z constantly, like at different years over decades. Like, so, but there's a lot of people, man. There's a lot. I know they're saying LeBron is at some of the parties. They're talking about him as potentially being on the tapes. There's Kobe. So I'm not saying what they're doing. I'm just saying these people are present, right?
Do you think that Jay-Z has managed to navigate through the dangerous Busby waters, but something else is going to come at him, something separate from Busby?
To me, I don't think so. I don't know what Courtney knows. I don't know what other people like Jaguar knows. I don't know. To me, I've never focused on Jay-Z. I've only focused on Kim Porter and Diddy. and the celebrities surrounding that. Even though Jay-Z's photoed with him, in my research, through my investigation, I don't have anything on Jay-Z. I've never seen anything. I've never heard anything on him. Diddy's the monster, not Jay-Z. And I do believe that girl is fake that is suing Jay-Z and Diddy.
All right, I think we've got through most of the questions. Do you think Diddy's case will be televised?
In New York, they do not televise. They do colored drawings with pencils. So I don't think we're going to see it, no.
What has been the most humbling event for you so far in this?
There was a time, I don't remember the date, it was a few months ago, but when everybody called me the culture vulture, the colonizer, the parasite, those 2 days were really hard for me. That humbled me. I had some really weird thoughts in my head. I'll just say it that way. That was a tough time. 2 days. That's it. So it did humble me. It kind of brought me down to planet Earth for a minute. Like my friend called me, he goes, you're the most hated man in the country right now. And I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, pretty much. Like, are you watching the video? It was after like the Art of Dialogue video. And then like and then 50 Cent called me a fool and said, I'm making all this up. And yeah, there was a lot of stuff. And then Inside Edition said my book was trash, called me, oh, it's just trash. Like, it was hard. But, you know, like I said, I've been training for it. I went through this on OJ, Natalie Wood, Zodiac, Biggie, Delphi. I did. And so, yeah, I got humbled for a couple days for sure. But we're back.
Well, you know what? That's a very humble and self-reflective answer. And we appreciate that. And that's, you know, yeah, it speaks of character. All right. So what would you like to say to the viewers in conclusion then, Chris?
Thanks for having me again, Sean. And I want Sean to get 1 million subscribers. I need everybody to hit that. You're so close, man. You're like 946. I mean, I want everybody to help out Sean Atwood. Let's get him to 1 million so he can get that plaque. They can mail him that gold or platinum plaque. And, but no, Sean, thanks so much. And, you know, to be continued. God bless everybody out there. Thanks so much for having me today.
Thanks for coming on, Chris. I'll let you go. I'll close the show. Right. Cheers. Thanks for your time. Take care. So Chris's book link is in the description below this video. If you watch it on replay, support his work. Put a 1 in the chat if you want to see Chris come back with this Courtney Nirvana, not Courtney Purchase, with the Nirvana story. If you want him to come back with this person, you know, someone who's died and we've got the woman, put a 1 in the chat if you want him to come back. We've got Courtney Love, haven't we, involved in that. That was on my mind, just fused with the two stories. It's midnight here. I've been streaming for hours and hours and hours on end. Kurt Cobain. Yes. They didn't send me a plaque when I got 100K. I ain't. I ain't holding my breath for no plaque, Spooky. If it comes, it comes. But I'm not in this for plaques. So, Tommy Scoville is back tomorrow night at 9. He's going to be doing a load of the Diddy News stuff because he's been on the Jesters for the past few weeks. And I think he's going to be back to the Jesters the week after that. Ron's got a show in the evening and in the daytime. I think he's got 2 shows tomorrow. He did a phenomenal show on Diddy Today. We want the plaque, Kaza. And Friday night, I think Ron's in charge. Saturday night, we've got a load of stuff pending. We've got a load more JFK stuff. Hope you enjoyed the JFK debate tonight. Put 1 in the chat if you want us to do another flat earth debate. Remember that? I think that's my most viewed video ever, was the flat earth debate with the scientists, the two Daves. I think they ended up on, they got posted across YouTube. I think they got like 10 million views. The flat earth debate was my first ever debate. And it was crazy. My mic was going down and I didn't know how to moderate a debate. And we were just giggling. Me and Andrew Gold were just giggling like little kids while all of this craziness was happening. What's this? They are repressing your subs. I've heard big hitters make references to your podcast and videos. Oh, you're the king. Oh, thank you. That's nice to hear. Yeah, they're not letting us go above 950,000 subs. We have just like flatlined. No matter how many lives we do, we have flatlined before 950. I never ask people to subscribe, but if you've not subscribed, subscribe. Help us get above 950. I think we'll start to move again once we're above 950. We're speaking to Julia. She's all good, and she is coming back on soon. That is all I can say of that. And it's gone past midnight, so I need to spend some time with Jen and Ziggy. It's been a long day. They might be passed out by now anyway. And I hope you saw the Survivor interview with Jen and Bev earlier. Then we had the JFK debate. And then we've just had Chris. If you didn't see, we did a video with Jag last night on the Super Bowl. If you didn't see it, when I end the stream, it will take you right over to it. The beauty and joys of customization. Much love, wherever you are in the world. Thanks.
Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin. It's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease, and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.